朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我不知道方言弟兄有这么多很好的属灵同伴。
I didn't know Brother Ben has so many spiritual companions.
又是摩西、以利亚、但以不是摩西、玛利亚、但以理的。
Moses, Mary, and Daniel.
其实我们都应该有这么多好的属灵同伴啊。
We should all have so many spiritual companions.
以前有个姊妹讲说，当她心里面觉得不够爱主的时候，就到大卫旁边坐一坐。
A sister used to share that when she felt she should love the Lord more, then she would sit with David for a little while.
她觉得信心不够的时候，就去找亚伯拉罕谈一谈。
And she lacked faith, she would go have a chat with Abraham.
刚才弟兄交通到这一段时间，神延长这段日子。
Our brother just shared that the Lord extends this warfare.
自己在主的面前那个 bonus delta 就是那个额外的恩典。
And this is the bonus delta he got.
是的，神常常借着许多的环境来显明我们里面生命的实情。
Yes, the Lord often exposes the reality, our spiritual condition through our circumstances.
神早就按照我们的本相认识我们的。
The Lord has known us already as we are.
但是问题是我们自己不认识自己。
But the problem is that we do not know about ourselves.
所以神需要兴起一些环境，是我们没有想到的环境，在我们的身上。
Therefore, the Lord will raise some unexpected circumstances in our life.
让我们看看我们这个人素常是一个怎样的情形。
It shows our usual, the normal norm, the norm of our condition.
我们是根据神的作为来认识他呢，还是根据神的所示和法则来认识他呢
？Do we know God according to His deeds or according to His ways?
在我们生活里面真不可少的到底是什么
？And what is that one thing that is necessary in our life.
到底我们素常的生活是什么
？What is our norm, the norm of our life?
所以我很谢谢弟兄的交通和勉励。
And I thank brothers the sharing and encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，神从来不做错事情。
The Lord never does anything wrong.
那神也从来不随便做一件事情。
And He never does anything casually.
所以每一件事情在神的背后都有一个非常崇高积极的目的。
So the Lord always has a very positive and high purpose for everything He does.
我想2月14号回来，我们每一个人都会在心里面问主为什么 ？Why?
After February 14th, I'm sure every one of us came home and asked the Lord why.
两个礼拜过去了，找到答案没有，弟兄姊妹
？Have you found the answers after 2 weeks?
我们的神是一个恩上加恩的神。
Our Lord is the Lord of grace upon grace.
我们的神是一个力上还要加力的神。
And He's the God of strength upon strength.
所以神已经给我们很多的恩典和祝福了。
The Lord has already given us a lot of grace and blessing.
那么这一段时间，神又延长了28天。
But yet the Lord extended 28 more days.
因为神有 bonus delta 要给我们。
Because the Lord wants to give us bonus delta.
什么叫 bonus?
What is bonus?
拿过 bonus 的举手哈，不要不好意思。
Raise your hand if you receive bonus from your company.
我们可能都收过 bonus. Bonus 就是额外的。
That is something extra.
额外的祝福，额外的恩典。
Extra blessings, extra grace.
我昨天过了一个很愉快的生日啊。
I spent a very happy birthday yesterday.
天使给我买了蛋糕，我来到教会，弟兄姊妹也给我预备蛋糕，这叫做额外 bonus。
My wife bought me a cake, and then when I came to church, brothers and sisters bought me a cake too. So that is extra.
前两天电视一直说要送我一件礼物，后来我就说好送衬衫好了，因为传道人就需要衬衫啊。
My wife says she wants to give me a gift, and I say, how about a shirt? Ministers always need a shirt.
所以她就陪我去呢，然后挑了一件衬衫。
So we went shopping together, and she picked one for me.
挑了一件我自己很喜欢，就在这里啊。
So that is the one.
结果没有想到挑完衬衫，他说：“哎，不行啊！”然后他去挑了一条很漂亮的领带，他说：“这条领带配这个衬衫才能把它味道表达出来。”
And after we bought the shirt, she picked out a tie and said, "This goes very well with the shirt."
所以这叫做 bonus.
And that is the bonus tie.
所以弟兄姊妹原来是要给这么多。
Originally, she was only giving me a shirt.
结果突然是加倍的给了我们。
But then we got an extra bonus.
更多的给了我们。
Extra bonus.
后来还说要不要再一个西装外套。
And then she asked me if I want a jacket.
我说这个就很像这个伊利纽扣变成一个洋房，你知道吗
？This is like giving you a button and then it turns into a house.
这么漂亮的纽扣需要很漂亮的洋装来配它。
Because In order to match this beautiful button, you need a beautiful dress.
这么漂亮的洋装需要一辆很好的车子来配它。
And you need a nice beautiful car to match the dress.
啊, 这么漂亮的车子需要一个很好的洋房来配它。
And you need a beautiful house to match the car.
弟兄姊妹，这叫恩上加恩。
And this is grace upon grace.
这叫做额外的恩典啊。
Extra grace.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，其实我们2月14号真的是神在我们中间做了很奇妙的工作。
Actually, the Lord has done wonderful works in our midst on February 14th.
其实我们是这两天也才知道，连市政府的 director 都承认，他原来认为2月14号我们一定失败的。
Only in these couple of days we heard that even the director of the city thought we were gonna fail.
他们根本没有认为我们可以过的。
They never thought we would pass.
所以在文字上他们没有做好 homework， 没有做好完全保护好市政府的这个文字。
That's why they did not fully prepare their documents.
所以那天发现我们几乎马上要过关了，他们弄出杀手锏来。
That's why they panicked and then had that maneuver at the last minute after they realized we might have gotten the approval.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们从头就跟弟兄姊妹讲说，我们的注意力不是只是在CUP要过去。
But ever since the beginning, we kept on saying that our focus is not just to pass. And get a UP
我们希望神能够得到荣耀。But
we want God to be glorified.
我们希望所有相关的人能够得到祝福。And
everyone who is involved in this case will be blessed.
不光是我们自己弟兄姊妹要得到祝福，连跟我们所有接触的，甚至反对我们的，都要从这件事得到祝福。Not
only our own brothers and sisters will be blessed, but anyone who is involved, even those who oppose us, will be blessed.
那我们代表的弟兄们跟市政府的官员，他们说市政府的官员态度现在改变很多了。And
our representing brothers reported to us that the city officials' attitudes have changed greatly.
我们要感谢神。We
ought to thank God for it.
所以我们在主的面前，求神不叫我们丢弃勇敢的心。May
the Lord help us not to throw away our confidence.
我们知道神怎么说，我们还是相信事情就是要怎么成就。We
know how God said it, and we have to believe things will do according to what He said.
所以再过10天。 我们每一个人又被带到公听会去啊。10
more days we'll be at the public hearing again.
不是那个时候我们才打仗。We
do not fight only at that time.
我们一直都在战场上。We
are always in the battlefield.
只要我们继续 position ourselves, 摆正站着。
Let's continue to position ourselves.
我们继续来看神在我们中间大能的作为。
To see God's mighty deeds in our midst.
时候到了，神要让我们像约沙法的军队一样，在那里收取那些一切的财宝，一切的掳物。
When time comes, we shall be like the army of Jehoshaphat to collect all the plunders on the battlefield.
千万不要听错了，都不是外面的哈。
I'm not talking about the outward wealth.
都是我们属灵里面好神要给我们的祝福。Those
are the spiritual blessings God has prepared for us.
我自己在这一段的时间里面，我真的觉得神至少在我个人身上，我也觉得在教会的里面，神真是给了我们额外的恩典。These
days, I truly felt the extra blessings God has given to us. Myself as well as the church.
原谅我说弟兄姊妹里面的紧张，我都觉得是神给我们的恩典。Even
the nervousness of brothers and sisters is grace from God.
让我们学会更谦卑的来依靠他。So
that we can trust Him with more humble heart.
让我们学会在仇敌面前，我们更不敢随便大意。
That we will not let loose ourselves before the enemy.
从心里面知道真正的严肃和真实。
From the bottom of heart, we sense the seriousness and reality of spiritual warfare.
那今天是我这一系列讲征战系列的最后一讲啊。
And today is the last message of this series.
你们也想说，哇，终于讲完了12讲。
You might say, finally, we're done.
所以当你在一面很高兴终于讲完的时候，我也要跟弟兄姊妹有一个很重要的提醒。
While you're feeling a relief, let me tell you a reminder.
征战的信息可以结束。
Yes, the messages about spiritual warfare may be over.
征战永远不会结束的。
But our spiritual warfare will never end.
所以千万不要以为我们听了12讲的信息，我们就知道什么是征战了。
Please do not feel that after we have heard 12 messages, we will know how to fight already.
其实我如果真的现在发考卷给弟兄姊妹考试，这十二讲你到底听了多少？你能够答对多少？
If say now we have a quiz, how much have you heard and learned from these 12 messages?
恐怕还有很多人考试都不及格，更不要说在我们生活里面了。
Probably many of us will fail the quiz, let alone our spiritual warfare in our daily life.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的征战非常非常真实啊。It
is very. Spiritual warfare is very real.
我今天用穿戴神所赐的全副军装作为一个打结。
Today I want to conclude this message series with putting on the full armor of God.
你们可能会想说，这应该是第一讲啊，穿着军装才能打仗，你怎么最后讲了？
You might think this should be put as the first message. How come it's placed at the last?
啊，这是在我好几个月以前祷告的时候，我就想到穿军装应该是总结，不是开头啊。
So many months ago, when I was seeking for the message, then I felt this topic should conclude the message.
我们一起来读这段我们很熟的经文，好不好？
Let's read this passage together.
啊，我还是打出来了，体谅有些弟兄姊妹没带圣经的软弱。以弗所书第六章十到十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to, verses 10 to 18.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，哎，要换啊？那你不行就我。好，我们继续来念啊。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵系的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并穿戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦。好，我们就读到这啊。啊，今天我们讲最后一讲，讲到我们需要穿戴全副的军装。
And at this last message, we're going to be talking about putting on the full armor of God.
啊，我们知道以弗所书是圣经里面讲到非常高的一卷书啊。
The book of Ephesians talk about very high truth in the Bible.
它从天上讲起来的。
Because it starts from the heavenly realm.
讲到神有这么丰富的祝福，要把天上所有的祝福赐给我们。
It says God has such abundant heavenly great blessings that are going to give us.
讲到我们今天在基督里已经是跟基督一同坐在天上的。
It says today we are seated with Christ in the heavenly realm.
然后他要把历代以来所隐藏的奥秘向我们显明。
And he will reveal to us the mystery that's been hidden throughout the generations.
弟兄姊妹啊，我跟你说，从前所有世代的人想知道的奥秘都没有知道，而是在基督来了以后我们可以知道的。
This mystery has been hidden from all the saints in the previous generations until Christ came.
这是前三章啊。
And these are the three, the first three
chapters. 然后后四章他就讲到在这么荣耀的祝福和启示的底下，我们怎么在地上过生活。
And the last four chapters tells us how we live our life in this world under such high revelation.
所以第四章讲过教会的生活。
So chapter 4 tells us how to live a bodily life at church.
第五章讲到夫妻，讲到父母跟孩子啊。
And then chapter 5 talks about family life between husband and wife and then with parents and children.
到第六章讲到我们的工作，像 career 一样，讲到我们的职业。
And then chapter 6 tells us about our career.
而在结束的时候就是 finally, 我还有末了的话，这就是来到我们这一段了。
Then Paul says, finally, I have words.For you.
就跟我今天一样，我 finally 我终于要讲完这个征战的信息，但是要提醒弟兄姊妹，征战一直在进行。
Just like me today, finally I come to the conclusion of this message series. But yet I have words still for you.
保罗在这里说，劝我们说要刚强。
Paul says, be strong.
要靠着他的大能大力做一个刚强的人。
Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
你们听翻译哈 ，in。
In the Lord.
在他里面，也在他的 mighty power 里面，我们才可能是刚强的人。
We can only be strong when we are in the Lord and in His mighty power.
弟兄姊妹，今天基督徒哈，能不能刚强，就跟鱼一样，在不在水里面。
Whether a Christian can be strong or not, it's just like if a fish can be in the water.
一个鱼从水里面拿上来啊。
When the fish is removed from the water,
它可以跳来跳去，但是没有多久它就没有力量了。
It can jump around the struggle, but pretty soon it will run exhaust its strength.
今天我们只要离开圣灵，离开了主。
today, as long as we depart from the Lord and the Holy Spirit, others may still see some strength in you.
马上我们就软弱如水，到最后我们就充满了死亡。
Pretty soon we are going to run out of strength and we'll be full of death.
所以保罗在这里说，我们在这样子的一个弯曲悖谬的世代里面。
Therefore, Paul says in this a perverse generation.
当我们所面对的仇敌不是属血气的仇敌。
The enemy that we face is not of flesh and blood.
而是空中执政掌权的魔鬼啊。
But the devil is in the heavenly realm.
所以保罗提醒我们第一件事情。住到水里面去，住在圣灵里面。
That's why Paul reminds us the first thing to get back to the water to live abide in the Holy Spirit.
才可能成为一个刚强的人。
Then we can become mighty.
然后接着他就劝我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
Then Paul exhorts us to put on the full armor of God.
那这是为了保护。
This is for protection.
可以抵挡魔鬼一切的诡计。
That we can stand and against the devil's scheme.
啊，仇敌各样的攻击，各样的诡计，因着我们穿戴的全副军装，我们可以抵挡。
Because we put on the full armor of God, we will be able to stand against the devil's scheme.
然后接下去他就说要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
Then he says, take up the full armor of God.
我们只有几只手。
How many hands do we
两只手
have? Two.
好，所以两只手就拿两样东西。
So we can only pick up two things.
你从底下的军装可以知道，一个是拿什么
？So first we hold.
啊，盾牌啊。
The shield of faith.
另外一个是拿着。
And the other hand.
圣灵的宝剑。
The sword of the Holy Spirit.
所以不光是要穿戴军装，是重在保护。
Not only that we put on the full armor of God to protect us.
而且要拿起这些军装来。
But pick up these armors too.
那为的是要征战，要成就一切，然后站立得住。
So that we can fight and accomplish everything.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？今天我们在讲穿戴全副的军装，三件重要的事情下来。
Can we see the picture?The three things in the picture.
如果我们生命不成熟，你叫小孩子穿军装，他穿不中的。
If we are not mature enough, we will not be able to withstand the weight of the armor like a child.
我等一下可以放那个图给你们看，那个罗马的军装是怎么回事啊
？In a while, I'll show you the picture of the Roman soldiers' armor.
我相信我们中间能够真正穿戴。整天穿戴的人大概没有几个人了啊。
I don't think there are many of us who can put on, who can, withstand the weight of the armor for the whole day.
我们一定要里面生命刚强，不然你光套的那个军装没有用了，不会动了。
That's why we have to be strong within.
所以第一件事情要解决，我们必须学习在圣灵里面跟神之间这一个对的关系。
Therefore, we have to have the right relationship with God in the Holy Spirit.
然后第二件事情，我们穿戴上这些军装来抵挡魔鬼一切的诡计。
Then we put on the full armor of God to stand against.The devil's scheme.
那这四件事情为了好记方便哈，头叫做救恩的头盔。
So let's try to remember. On the head, you put on the helmet of salvation.
然后接着我们这个心脏胸口的地方都是 vital organ 哈，这是最重要的地方。要穿上什么护心镜
？And we have all these vital organs in our chest, and we have to put on this breastplate of righteousness.
护心镜来遮胸。
To protect our chest.
然后再往下呢，是腰间用腰带束上腰带，用真理做带子束上。
And it comes to our waist, we have to gird our waist with truth.
然后最后脚上要穿上鞋。
And lastly, we have to put on shoes.
啊，不然你没有鞋，你怎么走路呢？对不对
？You walk far without shoes.
那这叫平安的福音穿在鞋上，穿在脚上。
And then we fit our feet with the readiness that comes from the gospel.
这个叫做穿戴军装。
And that is.What it means to put on the full armor.
然后要拿起军装，拿两个。
And then pick up the armors.
盾牌、宝剑。
Shield and the sword.
六个了，记得了吗
？Now remember.
好，那我们现在来看看他们罗马军装什么样子啊？好，能看得到吗
？Can you see?
啊，这是他们的头盔。
That is the helmet.
啊，这个戴在头上，两个耳朵遮下来，然后后面也遮住。
When you put on the helmet, it protects your ears.And the back of your head too.
你知道这一个头盔现在他们在卖多少钱？259块，你们可以网上 order.
You know, you can order $259 online.
我不是在推销，我只是告诉你。那这个呢是铜做的护心镜，前后都有两片遮胸。
And this is a breastplate of front and back.
那这个我记得不错的话，大概是400多块啊。
That costs about $400.
然后这个是叫做袋子
，and that is the belt。
它不光是用皮做袋子，然后前面是用一些那个铜做的打的那个保护的。
It has the leather and it's made of bronze for protection.
那如果你们看中文圣经的以弗所书，它那个三个军人哈，它那个好像像裙子一样，不是只有前面，它是全身都有的哈。就是当你那个刀匠一杀过来的时候，不会杀到你的这个上半部膝属这部分，这是一个保护。
So that belt actually has the protection part.
然后这个看起来像凉鞋，这是夏天用，冬天就有点像靴子一样。
That looks like sandal. It's for the summer, and in the winter they wear boots.
所以这四个是穿戴的。
So these four things are to be put on.
然后下面两个呢是拿在手上的。
The next two are to be held in the hand.
一个是盾牌。
One is the shield.
圣经上说要用信德、用信心或是信仰做盾牌，可以灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
The Bible says we have the shield of faith.To extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
那特别他们在攻城的时候
，especially when they are trying to conquer and take a city.
或是两军交锋的时候，你看他们常常会射出很多的火箭出来，对不对
？And then when the armies are in combat, you see many flaming arrows.
所以一定需要有一个，这个大概是四尺乘以两尺，哈，几乎可以把这个人重要的部分挡住，整个人躲在后面。
Two by four, and then you can pretty much hide yourself behind.
然后拿着宝剑
And that is the sword.
啊，然后这个是大概他们穿的样子哈，
And、
从头到尾。
This is how they look after putting on the full armor.
那包得好好的。
And then they are fully protected.
好，那这是全副军装。我想大家为了年轻人，我找出这个图让你们看得清楚一点。
I found these pictures to show to the young people.
但因为我以前讲以弗所书的时候曾经讲过，所以我今天我不会再去很细的讲每一样东西。
Since I have gone through the details before when I led the study of Ephesians, so I will not go into the details today.
我现在照着圣经的顺序，我很快的带过去。它第一件圣经上讲到用真理当做带子束腰。
The first thing is the Bible says, "Gird your waist with truth."
你知道一束腰，整个人精神抖擞，对不对？
When you are girded, then you are more energetic.
当你束腰的时候，说到这个人是活在一个纪律，活在一个警醒的情形里面。
When someone is girded, he lives with discipline and alertness.
所以当军人回到家的时候，他一松皮带，他就很舒服，躺在沙发上休息，哈，整个人就松散了。
So when a soldier goes home to relax, he will open up his belt.
当一束上腰带的时候，这是一个征战的一个准备。
When he tightens his belt, he's ready for war.
那我们今天在主的面前，圣经上说，保罗说要用真理当作带子束腰。
And then Paul says, "Gird your waist with truth."
说到我们的力量来自于我们对真理的信而顺服。
So our strength comes from our trust and obey the truth.
因为腰是常常在征战圣经上叫做摔跤。
When we are engaged in a battle,the Bible says we're actually wrestling.
这是我们力量跟 spirit 精神的那个来源。
So our strength comes from our weight.
所以当我们用真理束腰的时候，说我们用神的话作为我们征战的力量。
So when we say we gird our waist with truth, we actually draw strength from the Word of God.
而撒旦是最怕真理之光的。
And Satan is afraid of the light of truth.
因为神就是真光，在他毫无黑暗。
Because God is the light, with him there's no darkness.
当真理的光被带出来的时候
，When the light of truth shines upon,
能够让我们胜过仇敌。
We can overcome the enemy.
你今天碰到鬼，你说鬼啊，我觉得你应该出去。
Today, when you see a evil spirit and you say, "Hi, evil spirit, I think you should leave."
你去赶鬼，去跟他在那边聊天，跟他们讨价还价，没有用的。
When you try to cast out the demon, if you just negotiate with them,
当你真的熟悉真理的时候
，But if you are familiar with the truth,
我奉拉撒勒人耶稣的名叫你出去。
In the name of Jesus Nazareth, I command you to leave.
因为神已经把超乎万民之上的名赐给了耶稣基督了。
Because God has given Jesus the name above all names.
所以如果我们在真理上有一个清楚准确的认识
，If we have this concrete and precise understanding of the truth,
让我们征战的里面，我们带着能力。
Then we can fight with strength.
第二件事情，他说用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Second thing is to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
就是我们刚刚看到这个几乎用铜打制的，好，这么重重的一个保护在前后。
It's a protection of the front and the back, the upper body.
这个心如果受到伤害，这个人就几乎要死掉了。
If your heart is wounded, then this person is about to die.
保罗说征战的时候, 要用公义当作护心镜, 来支胸与最重要的部分。
And Paul says we have to protect our heart, our chest with righteousness.
今天我们能够跟仇敌征战, 是因为基督耶稣羔羊宝血洗净我们。
Today we are qualified to fight the enemy. It's because we have been cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God.
今天多少人不敢
Many people dare not to step into the battlefield because they are weak in their conscience.
很多传道人不敢起来赶鬼，因为鬼知道他们犯罪的底细。Many
ministers dare not to cast out demons because demons knew about the sins they commit in secret.
鬼说你还赶我，你犯的淫乱，你犯的这个罪，你犯的那个罪。The
devil will come back and says, "You dare to cast me out." I know about the secret sins you commit.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果没有基督的宝血在这里遮盖，在这里赦免我们，
it's not being cleansed and covered and forgiven by the precious blood of Jesus.
我们没有办法在仇敌面前站得住的。
We can never stand firm before our enemy.
一个无愧的良心是让我们在征战中能够站得住的一个很重要的因素。
The reason that we can stand firm in the battlefield is because our conscience is clear.
而我们之所以有无愧的良心，是借着羔羊的血洗净了我们一切。
And our clear conscience comes from the washing of the precious blood of Lamb.
但是另外一方面呢,
And on the other hand,
我们也真需要在主的面前存着一个无愧的良心。
We have to have a clear conscience.
基督是我们的义。
And Jesus is our righteousness.
但是另外一方面, 圣经也告诉我们, 我们一生的果效是从心发出来的。
But on the other hand, the Bible tells us that our heart is the wellspring of our life.
所以说要保守你们的心，甚是保守一切， 对不对？
That's why the Bible says, guard your heart above all things.
所以你看到这个护心镜，它为什么弄这么厚的金属，弄铜做的这么厚，挂在身上？
That's why the breastplate is so heavy, made of bronze.
因为仇敌没有办法随便伤害，或者有致命的伤害啊。
So that the enemy cannot pierce your have a fatal attack, because Jesus Christ is our righteousness.
基督是我们的保护。
And he is our protection.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章18节，保罗在那边也讲到， 这个是把信和爱当作护心镜来遮胸。
In the first Thessalonians, Paul also says that we should protect our chest with faith and love.
所以换句话说，这个护心镜在我们里面一个很重要的两个东西，一个是信，一个是爱。
In other words, what to protect us is faith and love.
今天早上我们祷告的时候，我们大家都集中在主的爱上。
This morning, during the morning prayer, we focus on the love of God.
在征战里面，我们因为知道神爱我们。
While in battle, we fully assured that God loves us.
让我们在征战中没有惧怕，因为爱既完全，把惧怕除去。
So that we will not be afraid because perfect love drives away fear.
我们为什么能够在仇敌面前勇敢，因为有爱又有信。
How can we be courageous before our enemies? It's because we have love and faith.
你如果没有套上这个出去打仗，你总会紧张，对不对？崩一个箭来，我们就完了。
Without the breastplate, we will be nervous because we might be wounded.
你带着那个你比较不怕，因为你知道爱里面把所有惧怕除去，而在信心的里面，我们知道我们必得胜。
When putting on the breastplate, we will not be afraid because we know that we can be victorious in faith and in love.
所以保罗说，以信和爱做护心镜来遮胸，太重要了，弟兄姊妹。
Paul says, cover our chest with love and faith.
所以我们现在马上要面临在第二次的公听啊。
We're about to face our second public hearing.
哦，主那个完全的爱，爱既完全，把所有惧怕除去。
May the perfect love of God drive away all our fears.
而信心叫我们从来不怀疑神的所赐和他的应许。
And faith will cause us not to stumble or doubt God's faithfulness.
所以不管仇敌怎么样子要来攻击我们。
No matter how the enemy is going to attack us.
我们里面有一个护心镜在这里遮蔽我们。
We have a breastplate to protect us.
基督的义遮蔽了我们。
And the righteousness of Christ protects us.
神的爱让我们里面受到保护。
And the love of God covers us.
我们对神的信心让我们里面不仅仅不再害怕，我们反而知道一定要得胜。
And our faith causes us not to be afraid, but fully assured that we will have the victory.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道， 理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。